Yeah, and something else you're going to love is our wine of the day, which our friends from Tops at Lifestyle have brought into the house. Once again, we welcome Eamon Darling back from Cape Town, managed to survive that arduous journey. Welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thank you, Dave.
And a newcomer to radio is Valencia Maguaza. Nice to have you in the studio, and welcome to the afternoon show.
Thank you so much.
Before we get into the wine taste, because I mean, it's load shedding again. Hey, can you believe we've got the old generator going wild in the background? It's one of those things. So just don't worry. We'll make you happy about life in a flash, because we've got two very important things to talk about. One is you can win a Harley Davidson easy like this. All you have to do, ask Eamon. He'll tell you how to enter.
Yeah, simple. Dave, simple as ever over the last couple of weeks that the competition has been running. You enter the store, you purchase anything to the value of 500 rand or more. You buy any products 500 rand or more plus. You write your name and cell phone number on the back of your tail slip and into the entry box at the back of the tails. And you're in with a chance to win that big Harley Davidson that we have displayed right at the front of the store. It's the Fantail, the 107, black in colour, massive machine. Unbelievable.
I've seen it. It's fabulous. It's definitely something that has got your name written all over it. If you're a motorcycle fan, even if you're not, it's just beautiful. And so easy to enter. Literally, as Eamon says, just pop along and spend some money. 500 rand is the entry. And once you, when I say 500 is the entry, you just go and buy your traditional shopping for beautiful things, and you're ready. Once you've spent 500 rand or more, you are in to win. In it to win it, as they say. So then every Friday, Eamon pops along, or one of the guys or one of the girls from Tops, that comes in with the entry box for that week. We pull a finalist from that selection, and we start the process over again. So you can enter as many times as you like. And then on the 19th, eventually, is when... Well, the competition runs until... I'm right in saying that it's...
The 11th of November, Dave.
There you go. 11th of November, that's when we call it. But then we have the big draw. So all the finalists gather at your house, at Tops at Lifestyle.
My favorite spot.
And on the 19th, we will have the big, big excitement of one of those finalists having a key in their hand. Everyone will have a key, all the finalists. One of those is the key to the bike. Only one. So whoever is the one that has the key will... have a test of the ignition. When it fires, you'll know that they have won, and wow, it's going to be easy. It could be you, easy as that. So we look forward to Eamon popping in tomorrow with the entries from this week. You've still got a couple of hours left today and tomorrow to go and enter for this week, so go and do it, don't delay.
Tomorrow, Dave, we'll be drawing the 8 finalists tomorrow, Friday.
8 out of 12 in total, hey? So we are nearly we're nearly there. Don't delay, don't waste any time, don't say if only, you know. We always after the fact say, jeez, if only I'd done that. Well, do it. That's all I can say. Do it. And now on to the big event of the afternoon as far as the wine tasting here on 88FM is concerned for the afternoon show. We're talking about the Place of Rocks Chardonnay from the Weltevrede label, the Jonker family estate. Wow. Now, Valencia is... you're the expert today, Valencia, so let's hear a little bit about this particular wine.
Okay. Today we are talking about Weltevrede, Place of Rocks Chardonnay. That's the 2021 vintage. At Place of Rock.
Okay, so that's what it's called. It comes from... Well, let's just talk about this thing for a sec, Eamon, because... shame, Valencia, I can hear you're very nervous. I wouldn't want to make you nervous. Maybe you should have a glass of wine or two, and then you'll be over that top. Yeah. That will make you happy like that. But maybe we should talk a little bit about you, because it's interesting. You're a sommelier in training. So you've passed the preliminary course, and you've got a lot of in-house information. You've been trained by Eamon and lots of vintners from all over the country. And you're at Tops at Lifestyle in the wine section. Do you enjoy it? We need to get you closer to the mic, otherwise we'll never hear you.
I'm at Lifestyle Tops. I'm enjoying it. Since I started working with wine, I've seen myself because I didn't know anything about wine. But
and what is when I asked the question earlier, what was it that changed that? Because from not knowing anything about wine, you've become an expert.
By being in Tops and seeing Eamon and Amanda doing the things about wine, tasting, how they do the wine things, I was like, wow, yes.
Something that you
wanted to do. Let me just join them. Let me just be the wine team. Since from there then.
Okay, so and you're a local. You grew up in Duetwe, not far away. And you say that in the old days, people used to tell you wine was from rotten grapes and you didn't like it, the idea.
Exactly.
That was what the general zeitgeist was. Have things changed? Are people in Duetwe now turning on to the beauty of wine?
Yes. I won't lie to you. Each and every time when I used to ask people about wine, they used to say that, no, you can't just wine. It's coming from the rotten grapes. It's not that something. But since I started working with wine, I've learned a lot,
uh-huh,
lot of things. Then since I've been with Eamon, Amanda, going to school, do the tasting, seeing how they make wine.
And you're spreading the word through the community.
I'm
so
telling you.
So the sales are going north. See, Eamon's very happy about that. Paul Rentkin's listening. He's saying, good for you. You keep going, girl. That's
yes.
Marvelous. But let's talk about today's wine. It's a Veltefrieden Place of Rocks Chardonnay. And that says, partly the magic comes from the fact that it's grown on an ancient broken shale slope. The old vines of Chardonnay anchored in layers of rock. Apparently the vineyard, the actual the vines themselves bear just little small bunches of very small, vibrant grape berries that ripen with lime-like flavors. Then they're hand-picked in the early morning, and the whole bunch is pressed. The barrel fermentation takes place in a 228-liter Burgundian barrel. And then they add a 25% new, 50% second fill, and 25% third fill. And after 8 months, it finally becomes, through the magic of the process, an interesting grape. Now, listen to this. The tasting notes, man. I wanted to just ask you about this, guys, because it sounds like someone's having a laugh, you know. having a laugh. Seriously, I mean, it says that together with the sun and the wind and the rocks, this wine celebrates the people of the terroir, their artisanal flair, their skillful pruning hands, the dedicated cellar workers, tea masters, and... hang on a second, guys, you're going to be talking about how the wine tastes, not what the people are all about, but apparently it's all to do with the way the grapes are handled, grown, and then processed. And then here is the thing. The Place of Rocks invites you to ponder its depth of complexity, the seamless dance. Now, listen to this, a vibrant minerality, citrus, and deeper notes of toast and spice. How? What is this magic that we're talking about? Eamon, is toast a normal thing in the wine world?
You will get that, Dave, yeah. That's after fermentation takes place in the oak barrels, whether it goes through second fill or third fill, new oak or old oak barrels, you will get that toasted flavor coming through on the back of your palate.
It's toasted wood, not burnt bread.
Not burnt bread, no.
Ah, you no. See, now, to the uninitiated like me, reading these tasting notes, I was going to say, this looks like breakfast.
Yeah.
Toast and spice. But apparently this mouth-watering minerality, limey length, and lingering aftertaste, it creates this delicate layering and polished texture, and it honors a wide variety of culinary options, and the chef's choice would be we're talking salmon, we're talking oysters and smoked meat, so charcuterie. This is interesting. What we're going to do is we're going to play a tune and we're going to have a little taste, and when we have a little taste, we're going to see. I'll be honest, if it tastes like toast, I'll tell you, and then you know, Eamon will run away and never come back, hang his head in shame.
I don't think so.
And Valencia will be fired, but we hope not.
Yeah.
So hang on, Snoopy, we'll be back. It's 23 minutes past 4 o'clock, and we're in the house with the team from Tops at Lifestyle on a Thursday afternoon. We generally try to find a new wine for you, because or a new alcoholic beverage, could be anything but generally speaking, they look for the what's really good, and because we want you to experience it for yourself. Ultimately, this is just an educational, and we're talking about the Place of Rocks Chardonnay. Now, it's a relatively young wine, well, very young, in fact, from 2021. Would it age well if you put it down for a couple of years, or you think it's got to be?
No, it'll go for, I reckon, another five.
Okay.
At least another five.
And improve over the next
and
couple.
It'll only develop more, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Develop more. Characteristics will slightly change in the years to come. You may get those minerality tastes, and that fruit will maybe become more stone fruit. And you might get in the years down the color will slightly change, and you'll get maybe butterscotch coming through.
Aha!
That's with the maturation in the barrels.
You must have been listening to me yesterday. I was talking about butterscotch and thinking how few people actually even know what butterscotch is. And I was referring to the color of a new Fender Telecaster, which is being it's a kind of reissue from the 60s and that butterscotch color.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought, do you remember the taste? And of course, you're talking about it in wine terms. So you're a man after my own heart, you see. But now this particular bottle, the Place of Rocks Chardonnay 2021. We talked about mouth-watering minerality, limey length, and lingering aftertaste. And all of those beautiful notes of... we talked about the citrus and the deeper notes of... toasted wood and spice. Now that might not necessarily appeal to you just listening to it, but when you taste it and you understand what the winemaker is actually creating and has created and we're talking about, it's something very, very special. It really is a beautifully smooth, it's a summer wine, excellent choice.
Every day, Dave, every day Chardonnay, this Place of Rocks. And the Unger family have been making wines for years. And especially Philip Unker now, who made the Chardonnay here.
So it's available right now at Tops at Lifestyle. Is what sort of price point?
It's on special at the moment, Dave, at $229.99.
Okay, so it's not a cheap wine, shall we say? But then you know you get what you pay for. Generally speaking, in life, that's true. But if you say it's on special, what does it normally retail for?
$295, Dave.
Yo! So it's a real bargain at the moment. I would suggest you pop along. I don't imagine you've got a huge amount of it because it looks like it comes in a very small batch.
It does.
The way it's grown and created.
Yeah, unfortunately, a small batch Chardonnay, as you said earlier, with the vines that are grown, the old vines, which only have small little pockets of berries on them, so they're all hand-plucked, hand-cut. By hand.
So it's a very bespoke, artisanal almost wine
that
you will love. Why do I say this? Because I, just having had one sip or two, maybe three, but I tell you something, it is a very, very special wine. You will not be disappointed. Remember the name, Place of Rocks. It's not exactly a cheapie, but it's a marvelous gift for you. Someone that appreciates wine, or if you are a wine lover and you just want something really, really super to enjoy life the Bolito way in style, just the way you like it. There it is, Place of Rocks Chardonnay from Velta Freda. You'll find it at Tops right now on special.
And we'll be tasting it on Saturday and Sunday, Dave, from 2 to 4.
Wow, so there's a top tip. If you want to enjoy the...
With the exception of Sunday, Dave, sorry.
So it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday only. Make it a date, Saturday at Tops, if you want to just experience what I have this afternoon and verify what I was telling you. It's a fabulous wine, and you'll be able to taste it at Tops on Saturday and buy it at a special price, on that special price, while the offer lasts and while stocks last, obviously. So, Valencia... Eamon, thank you very much for joining me on this Thursday afternoon.
Pleasure.
And we look forward to connecting again in a week's time when we produce something equally exciting.
Yes,
I
definitely.
I cannot wait. Valencia, how do you feel?
I'm so happy.
That it's over.
It's to be nervous. But now...
You did very well.
Yes.
So
when I come next time, then I'll be...
There we go.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. You're on 88FM, the afternoon show. Here's Tones and I...